Hello, everyone. Welcome to Purpose in Parenting. My name is Jessica Israel, and this is a podcast for those of us who have found or are finding our purpose in parenting. Just a quick disclaimer, this is real life for real parents. So if you hear a child in the background, you hear some noise, we will not be editing it out. And the purpose is to really relate, to talk about the truth of what we go through, and to really just have that conversation amongst ourselves with others who can relate. So it may not be perfect, but guess what? Life with kids never is. Now, let's get into our new episode. So this one might be a little controversial, guys. Because we're gonna discuss a little bit of cancel culture, so to speak. And, you know, it's a very real thing where we are all kind of towing this line of feeling like we don't know whether we're gonna say the wrong thing or something that could offend someone, even if it's unintentionally. And that one thing that, let's say, it's not even honestly offensive, maybe just upset someone for whatever reason. It just is not the popular notion of the time. I'm not talking about something blatantly bigoted, but honestly something that's just a difference of opinion, to where society has now created an environment where everyone will take you down. You know, if you say it online, you may get doxxed. They may put your personal information out online. They may put your address out online. They'll find your job. They'll try to get you fired. I mean, we've really gotten to a place where I think a lot of us can admit that it's excessive, to where just because someone doesn't agree with you, like I said, it doesn't mean someone's being racist or bigoted or anything like that. They just may have a difference of opinion on something, or they may have their own standards, and maybe it isn't in alignment with what you think, and they will be canceled. And beyond being canceled now, like I said, it goes far to try to get someone fired, to get someone to lose their home, to take their children away. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on right now that I think as parents, it kind of maybe may start affecting your parenting, because, you know, everyone's going to raise their children a bit differently. Again, we are not talking about saying that raising your children to be a bigot is okay. It absolutely is not. Teach your children tolerance and acceptance and love. However, with that, we are all allowed to establish our own limits, our own standards, our own morals. We all follow different faith ideologies, and some follow none at all. And I think with this cancel culture movement that's really been going on, that parents may be afraid to establish those limits within their household. Let's say, for example, someone is Jewish and they say, hey, my kid can't go to your Easter picnic because we don't celebrate Easter, or we don't believe in that. Someone may take that offensively. They may say, well, you're telling me that I'm doing something wrong by celebrating Easter with my child. A person's not telling you you're doing something wrong by celebrating Easter with their child or with your child. They're telling you that they don't celebrate Easter with their child, and they personally just don't want their child exposed to that because of their faith and their background. And at one point, those things were respected. And now they're not. And it's scary, and it's a problem. Now, typically on this podcast, I really want to keep everything lighthearted for us parents, but the reality is that these things exist And that's the other part of this podcast, is to keep things realistic, to talk about the real things that we are going through as parents. And part of this right now is this idea of towing the line so much that you may start compromising your own morals and standards. And that's why I'm making this episode, to let you know it is okay to have those morals and standards. If you have a faith where you say, hey, my kid doesn't celebrate Christmas and I don't want my kid to go to a Christmas party, that's okay. If you celebrate, if you have a faith or a moral standard where you say, hey, I don't want my kid doing this activity that is going around the maypole, whatever the case may be, you're allowed to do that. That doesn't mean that you're telling someone else that they're doing something wrong with their child. That just means that's not what you want for your child. If you say, hey, I don't want my child eating meat because of whatever reason, whether it be for health or environment or your own faith background, you're allowed to do that, and you shouldn't feel ashamed and you shouldn't feel worried about that. You shouldn't feel like, well, oh no, if I try to set the standard in my household, someone may try to cancel me, or someone may say that, you know, I'm doing something wrong and I could be eviscerated online or bullied online, or so many nasty things said about me or my child attacked. This is a problem, guys. This is a real problem. I know you are out there listening to me, and I know that you are probably shaking your head and saying, yeah, this is true. And, you know, it's, what do we do about it? Well, you know what we do? We don't stop our standards. We don't stop our morals. Our household is our household. One of the major things that I will always push in this podcast is doing what works for you and your family when it comes to parenting. You are the person in charge of that little human. You are the person raising them. This is your family. This is your child. And do not feel afraid to keep your morals or your standards. And for someone listening out there who maybe is getting upset by the fact that I'm stating this, let me be clear. Just because someone doesn't want something for their family, they're not telling you that you're wrong for what you're doing. That's really important to understand. In essence, it's not about you. That's the reality. We've gotten to this point in our culture and in society where everyone makes everything about them. It is not about you. It is not about you if someone wants to raise their child a certain way or not exposed to certain things. That is their choice. They're doing what they feel is best for their child. You know, if someone's not teaching their child hate, don't call them a bigot. Someone not wanting to expose their child to certain things does not make that person a bigot. It does not make that person hateful. They're protecting their child in the best way that they know how. Trust me, their child will be exposed to everything at some point in this world. You don't have to worry about that. And what you also shouldn't worry about is how they're raising them. Because this is their child. Good or bad, they will be the ones who have to deal with those consequences at some point. That is the truth. Yes, we are an interconnected society, and someone may say, well, no, we'll all have to deal with those consequences because that's the person they're unleashing into the world. Yes, but it's been like that since the beginning of time, and they are their parents. We need to respect parents. We need to respect families. Respect differences. We've gotten to a point where we're shouting to respect differences, but the moment that someone disagrees with us, we put them on the chopping block. And that is not okay. That is not respecting differences. Respecting differences means that even if you don't agree with what someone else's stance is, that you say, okay, I understand that that's for you, That's just not for me. Now, if you want to choose to say, hey, then you know what? I'm not going to have my children play with your kids because I don't like that, you know, you don't let them swing around the maypole or run around the maypole, whatever the case may be. Then that's up to you as a parent as well. You as a parent have a right to say that your child's not allowed to play with everyone. You as a parent have a right to say your child's not allowed to watch every show. You as a parent have a right to say your child's not allowed to play video games. If you decide that they're allowed to, that's fine. For the parents who let their children do that, that's perfectly fine. No one is saying that you're a bad parent. And that's the thing again, is that we have to understand that someone saying that something doesn't work for them is not an indictment of you. It is not saying that you are a bad parent. It is not saying that you are doing something wrong. It's just like when we talked about screen time. You'll have parents say, well, I don't want to let my child watch TV or play with a tablet because I feel like it's going to really hurt their development and I don't do that. Okay, that's fine. That's fine that they don't do that. But by them saying that, that's not the same thing as them telling you that your child is going to have bad development, that you're doing a bad job, that you're not being a good parent, or that your kid's going to be a problem in the future or not be as intelligent. That's not what they're telling you. They're just telling you that they're doing something different in their household. And vice versa. You may say, hey, we watch a lot of TV in our home and we love it because it gives us a chance to unwind. It gives us a chance to have conversation. It gives us a chance to talk to each other and my child to see things that we otherwise may not see and have exposure to different things that we may not have in our neighborhood or in our area or in our limited outings outside. And the person saying that, it's not indicting the person who doesn't let their children watch TV. They're not saying that they're closed-minded or their kids are gonna, you know, not have enough exposure to things to help improve their understanding of the world. No, they're just expressing what they do in their household. And so that's really my point of this podcast today, this episode. Is really talking about, again, how a lot of what's going on in this world has made parents fearful to raise their child. Raise their child with the standards and morals and boundaries that they believe are fit for their family. We need to be okay with that. We need to be okay that everyone's standards and boundaries may not be the same. We are all different. We all come from different backgrounds, different experiences. We all are going to see things differently. One parent may say, of course your kids should be able to have sleepovers. That's part of the childhood experience. I had them all the time. They were great. They were fun. Kids get to be kids and not have a parent looking over them. Whereas another parent may have had bad experiences. They may have been taken advantage of as a child. They may have seen certain things that they didn't want to see. They may have been around people who shouldn't have been around children. And therefore, they feel like the best way to protect their child is to not have their child sleep over at someone else's house. To not have their child out of their sight. And that is okay. Both points are valid. We all raise our children differently. If anything, I really want this podcast to start allowing parents to be truly more open-minded, because we nowadays, as I said earlier, with regard to cancel culture and everything, is that we're saying we want people to be open-minded. We say we want people to respect differences, but the moment that difference isn't in line with our view, we shut them out. And that's not okay. That's not okay. Well, actually, no, you know what? It is okay if you decide then this person can't be a part of your life. That's fine. That's your choice. That's your right. But what isn't okay is to try to destroy someone. That's not okay. What isn't okay is to make a parent feel like they can't set up the perimeters in their household that they believe is best for their child because you don't agree. Hopefully we can really get to this place where We're really supporting each other as parents, supporting each other even when we raise our kids differently, even when we have different boundaries, and respect those boundaries. If you know that a parent doesn't allow their child to watch TV, don't have the TV on when that child comes over to your home. Or else, just don't allow the child over in your home. You can let the parent know, hey, we watch TV here, so I think it's best if, you know, maybe we just go over to your house instead, because I don't want there to be a problem. I would love for us to really respect each other again in that manner. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. I really appreciate the support. If you would like to get in touch or stay connected, please visit us on our Twitter or Instagram at PurposeInParent. Also, if you're interested and would like to send a personal donation, because this is a labor of love, my Cash App is Torah Blessed, TORAHBLESSED. Thank you again so much for the support, guys, and I really look forward to chatting again next time.